Ready? Welcome all to a special meeting of the Annapolis Long Hill Town Council. It is Tuesday, July 5th, 2022 at 6:15. We'll disperse with the formalities and go to roll call.
Okay, Ms. Bakker?
Here.
Ms. Bennett?
Here.
Ms. Meadows?
Here.
Ms. Connor?
Here.
And let the record show that Mayor Larson is present. Oh, Ms. Costanzo, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Let the record show that Mayor Larson is present and Attorney Young is joining us through Zoom.
The special meeting was called to discuss the counteroffer from the Baptist Church on the property on County Road 210 South 315. The town had put an offer in and they have countered. Town put an offer in for $175 and they have countered with $245. So we're here to discuss if we want to move forward, what we want to do, counter them, or we're open for discussion. My opinion is I'm hesitant about spending this kind of money this time of year. Economy the way it is, even at $175, I was kind of hesitant because you still got to put a lot of money into that property to do anything with it. Yeah, it has bathrooms on it, but why does a cemetery need bathrooms? We would never open up the bathrooms. So that's just my opinion. I'm of the opinion to let it go. It doesn't seem like anybody's knocking down the doors to purchase it. And it is a commercial property. And maybe if somebody buys it for commercial, we could get it back on the tax rolls. Because if we buy it, it's still not coming back on the tax rolls. That's just my opinion, and we're open to other opinions. Mrs. Bakker?
Okay, and that was my opinion, too. And added to that, right now the real estate market is way over what it should be. Well, if we purchased it and then 6 months down the road, everything falls, and we've got a piece of property that we've over before.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Mrs. Meadows?
I also think that we really want to be for long term in the cemetery business. Think about that. You know, we do have a lot of lots left. I mean, there's not tons of them like there used to be, but we have, I know my husband is on a cemetery board in Windsor, and there is a lot of work with cemeteries. There really is. And I think we need to look at that. Also, I was told, now I don't know this for sure, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that we have additional property down on Tremont that could possibly be used in the future if we decided that we wanted to, once our cemetery is full, if we wanted to expand, that there's property that we already own.
We have 4 acres on Tremont Street.
Okay.
No. Anybody else, Mrs. Connor?
Did we ever get the comparative market analysis from Buzz?
There isn't anything that's comparable to this.
Okay.
Because it's a unique piece of property. So he didn't have anything to comp with.
One question, comment.
Mr. Larson.
Thank you. And it would go to our attorney. Mr. Young, were you the one that researched the property that was on the back of our cemetery up on the hill? We contacted the owner. And I wondered if there was any further contact.
Mr. Holmes.
It may have been Mr. Holmes. Okay.
That was prior to my time. I was going to put it for.
Okay, because that would be ideal if we could purchase that land adjoining our cemetery. It would just extend it out. Property.
We are followed up on the original request by Mr. Holmes regarding that property, and if I recall correctly, either we didn't get a satisfactory response from the owner,
right,
or they indicated they were not interested. It is something we can follow up on again if the council so desires.
Yeah, I think that'd be more practical because it would just adjoin what we existing.
All right, Mrs. Connor,
if we didn't do anything and after we use up the plots that we have, what happens then?
Nothing. We just have a cemetery that's full.
Well, nobody. What happens when somebody dies? Where do they go?
They go to someplace else. Go to Palatka or someplace.
I like that. But,
well, if you want to be buried in Interlochen, you better.
I don't plan on being buried at all, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, no, I'm just curious. I mean, it seems like if we, like you said, if we could get the other property, that would be fine. But I guess I just always assumed that we would have a place to bury our people if they so desired.
Yeah.
I think we should. I'm not saying it has to be this property or anything this expensive. And I know I've been reading that some real estate is starting to come down. I'm not saying that this piece is, but it may come down in the future. So I agree. I don't think it's anything that we necessarily need to move on now. If they'd accepted the 175, that might have been different. But since they didn't.
Yeah, we're really far apart.
Yeah.
Any comments from our audience?
Yes.
Please identify yourself for the record.
David Yance.
Ms. Yance, go ahead.
I know what, I'm not on the council, but I did a little research.
Yeah, public has a
right
to
speak. And about 60% of the people dying today, their family has them cremated.
Yeah.
And I think as we go down the line, I know we are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as it goes down the line, you're going to see less and less and less be buried. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but that's what I think. And I think to invest $250,000, I think it's a bad move.
Do people, even if they're not, even if they're cremated, do some people still get a burial plot?
Yes.
Yeah, some people do.
I mean, I don't
do.
Plan on having one, but that doesn't mean that, I'm assuming most people do, right?
Some people do, yes.
No. Mrs. Meadows?
According to what my husband has learned, you can put like up to 4 people
yeah.
into
mm-hmm.
one burial plot
right.
if they're cremated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. So that would expand everything also.
Yes.
Anybody else? Okay, Council, what's your decision?
I have a question. Just going back, when you mentioned, do we want to continue to be in business of cemeteries? Has it been beneficial financially?
The cemetery is a profitable business for the town, as well as the water department. So it is a business that we run, and it's a, you know, it's a service we provide the local residents. We are not in a rush or a pinch to purchase any property. We have probably a good 10 years before our cemetery is full. We just seen this property. It's a good cleared piece, and it was just an idea that we wanted to bring before you guys. I would suggest if you don't want to jump on this property, I would say revisit it in about 5 years with a plan, you know, as we're closing in on not having that many available lots.
If the property values to continue to go down,
sure.
Then that might become a more viable situation if they got closer to our price or even less.
Mm-hmm. All right, Council, this is a special meeting, so we can make a motion as to what to do with this property. I'm open. Mrs. Connor?
I make a motion that we, withdraw our offer or not act on our offer.
Not act on our offer. Mr. Young, you have any words of wisdom for us?
Did I understand the motion to be not to present a counteroffer?
I think that would be the correct term.
Yes, my motion is not to present a counteroffer. Excuse me.
The way I see it is you've got just a few options. You can vote not to respond, you can vote not to accept, you can vote to reject the offer but provide a counteroffer. So certainly that's a viable motion, whatever the council decides.
And I make a motion to reject their offer and not offer a counteroffer.
Okay, so reject their offer and not
offer a counteroffer.
Offer a counteroffer. All right, I have a motion from Mrs. Connor. Do I have a second? Mrs. Meadows.
I second that motion.
I have a second for Mrs. Meadows. Any more discussion? Let's do a roll call on that.
Okay, Ms. Walker. Ms. Bennett?
Yes.
Ms. Connor?
Yes.
Ms. Costanzo?
Yes.
Ms. Meadows?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Young, for tuning in and knowing what we won. We got third place!
Hey, look at that!
And where were you?
All right, this meeting is adjourned. We're getting off the record here.